spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome to the BBC News Hour.
You can wake up now.
Welcome to the BBC News Hour. Welcome to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday. That means I am joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Elisa looked at her notes a couple seconds ago and goes, gosh, I hope we have enough topics to talk about. And I said, look who you're saying that to. I could talk for an hour about nothing. What are you worried about?
He talks continuously, nonstop.
Not always. There's times where I don't talk.
That's true.
Okay. Anyway. But we do have a lot of good things to talk about today. But unfortunately, we first have to say something about a loss. You lost a family member.
I did. I had a cousin pass away this week. She was 55 years old. And she passed away. I guess she's had rheumatoid arthritis since the age of 12.
Right.
And she had...
She had chronic lymphatic leukemia.
Lymphatic leukemia.
Which actually is manageable, and I have a feeling is very, very similar to a lot of the other autoimmune disorders out there.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what amazes me? I mean, you know, I know you've said this on the air. I know we've talked about this.
Uh-huh.
But every woman...
Every woman.
Every woman. I'm every woman. Every woman in your family.
She's 55, Pat. I mean, she's...
But she's been sick since she's 12.
12, yes.
Every woman in your family has rheumatoid arthritis and or lupus and or fibromyalgia or some autoimmune disorder.
Yes. My sister.
Every
included.
Woman except...
Knock on wood.
Find some wood. She's knocking on her head. Yeah, that's right. You're Sicilian. Knock on your head. Yeah, everybody
except
but you.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. And the irony is.
Oh, we ran into my cousin who was a male, and we were talking to him, and he said, "You don't have rheumatoid arthritis. Remember, you had never met him before."
Right, right.
And he said that with.
Was that Gaetano? No.
No, that was Joseph.
Joseph. Yes. We ran into him at Costco or the Sam's Club.
Right, or whatever. Right. And he said that with a big question mark, like, well, how did you escape that?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And nobody, and then whenever you talk to your female relatives, and as soon as you say anything about nutrition and exercise, they shut you down. They become aggressive with you. And some of them haven't talked to you for like up to a year because you implied that, you know,
you
don't have to
it.
Get sick. Yeah.
Well, I said that to my one cousin. I said, you know, the whole thing about the gun lifestyle and
the bullet right,
trigger,
right,
you
right.
know, that's what I, lifestyle is the trigger on your gun. Gun is your genes, and
right.
lifestyle is the trigger.
Right.
I said that to her, and she got so angry with me.
She didn't talk to you for a year.
For a year.
And it's amazing.
And
but
it's
you,
her sister that just passed away, by
right.
the way.
And you'd think that somebody would go, and here's what the irony is. In their mind, you just don't have it. Well, you got lucky. You don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
In their mind, they're not thinking, what did she do different?
Mm-mm.
To them, you just don't have it.
But why don't they think that? Why don't they think, what did
because
she do
it's a, differently? It's a, because it is a very heavy burden to realize you've just spent the past X decades or even X number of years sick unnecessarily. Like okay, so my brother-in-law, he has been diagnosed diabetic for like 8 or 9 years. He's on metformin. He's on glucophage. He's, you know, inches away from insulin. So he eats pasta and bread. He gets up in the middle of the night, drinks like 2 16-ounce glasses of pasteurized milk, and eats like 5 slices of bread and then goes back to bed. He eats bread with pasta.
And I have to say, when I was in Sicily visiting my relatives, they laughed, my cousin.
At the Americans.
They laughed at the Americans who eat pasta and bread together.
At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's like, are you serious? But anyway, and I've talked to him numerous times. I said, look, you know, you beat cancer. Part of him beating cancer wasn't just the ginger extract. It was also the fact that I made him cut all carbs out of his diet. He doesn't realize that that was as much of an influence in the reduction in inflammation and the return to homeostasis that as the ginger was.
I'll say, continue telling what his new prognosis is.
So my niece calls me and she's all upset. And she says, you know, my dad has to go in for a procedure for his heart. I said, let me guess, it's an ablation. She goes, how did you know? I said, well, this is what happens. When someone has unchecked diabetes, they take medication, so when they prick their finger, their blood sugar reads a certain level, and they think they're okay, but inside they're still rotting. I said, and here's what's going to happen. If he goes for the ablation, they're going to give him the ablation, and then within 6 months, a year, 2 years, they're going to say, now your heart beats too slow, you need a pacemaker. She goes, oh my God, they already told him that that might be a possibility. I said, tell him that he could reverse this in 8 months to a year without having to go for the ablation. And she told him, and I warned her of this. I said, but here's what he's going to say to you. And he said exactly what I said he was going to say. He said, my doctor said, I'm already doing everything I can. I'm already doing everything right. And this is something that just was going to happen no matter what. And I said, that's it. There's nothing he can do about it. And let's be clear about something. For those of you who don't know what ablation is, they take a little paddle, they send it up through the artery, and it's a little electric paddle, and they zap the tissue in the sinus where the nerves are.
Causing necrotic tissue.
Yes. They cause small, but controlled, specifically placed areas of necrotic tissue by killing the tissue and the nerves inside them so that the heart starts to beat differently. Not necessarily correctly. It just beats differently. And I said to her, do you know what happens during a heart attack and ischemic event? The heart is starved for oxygen and the fallout is necrotic tissue. That's what destroys the heart over time. The necrotic tissue is what causes the heart never to beat right again, and it causes people problems for the rest of their lives.
So the ablation does exactly what
Sure it does. I want a cardiologist to tell me that I'm lying. That by selectively killing areas of cells isn't any different than the collateral damage done during an ischemic event, except it's not controlled and in specific areas. I mean, and so once you get on that train, you can't get
off.
You're
on it forever.
That's it. Next step. And so he said, no, I'm already doing everything right. And I said to her, ask him if he's already doing everything right, why he has an atrial fib to begin with. Because not everybody, and this is the thing, doctors want you to think, this is not your fault, you were going to get this no matter what you did. That is complete BS, folks. Complete BS. We are not guaranteed to develop chronic diseases. It's not part of our makeup. It's not genetically in the book. It's not like, oh yeah, when you get to this age. No, you're supposed to die of heart failure at about 120 years old. That's it. Quietly in your sleep. You're not supposed to have to go for ablation. So, but that's the point. It's a very heavy burden to realize, oops, I did this to myself.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to admit that. So it's a lot easier to go, well, it's my genetics. It was going to happen anyway. All the women in our family have it. Sure, because all the women in the family probably eat crap.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody puts it together.
On a lighter note, you know how we always talk about Louisville gets like at the bottom of the list of everything?
Except we're the top of the list that sleeplessness, heart disease, and traffic jams.
And lung cancer.
And lung cancer, thank you.
Yes.
But now we're at the top of the list of something good.
CNN Travel has picked Louisville as the top destination of the year for 2013.
That's amazing to me.
I know.
I hope a lot of people start coming here that we know so we can hang out.
Surprisingly, they didn't put Superhuman Radio on their list of things to do.
Oh, no. Huh? Well, that you can listen to anywhere. So
that's true. But they said that we have innovative cuisine
mm-hmm.
and drink, hopping arts scene, the Bourbon Trail, of course, the Kentucky Derby. So
we have an amazing theater district here for a small town.
I mean, we're a small town.
I mean, there's a couple million people here, right?
Right.
We have an amazing theater district. We have fantastic shows all the time. I mean, the kind of shows that you see in Chicago.
We just saw Jersey Boys.
Yeah, we just saw Jersey Boys is here. I mean, Les Mis has been here. We have a great theater district here.
And they're comparing Louisville to Portland, Oregon.
Watch out, Portland. The only thing we don't have is the legalized weed.
That's true.
Right? They have that in Oregon now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're talking big about it here now.
But we have distilleries here, of distilleries.
Okay, and guess what they're talking about here right now?
What?
Okay, so since there is states that are coming up with legalized marijuana, and since anybody who doesn't know this just needs to read the book Cornbread Mafia, we happen to be the state that grows the single best weed in the United States. In fact, if you go to Amsterdam and mention Kentucky, they'll say Marion County, Kentucky skunk weed. That's what they call it. We have the best marijuana in the country grown here in Kentucky. It's the biggest cash crop that nobody's supposed to know about, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about, okay, so even if we don't legalize the use of marijuana, why can't we grow it here and export it to Washington State and Oregon where they have these dispensaries, since we already have the culture here to grow it?
That's interesting.
Yeah, really interesting. Obviously, they're going to have to legalize it if that's what happens. Tax dollars. Can I mention something before we go into the break?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We put up a, I have to look at it. Okay. We put up a poll on Supium Radio about a week ago, just for men. Do you snore? Right?
Mm-hmm.
We have 1,158 men as of right now who say they snore and only 14 who don't.
That's amazing.
Well, let me tell you why.
Why?
Because I have both Ginny Robards, our guest coordinator and chief researcher for Superhuman Radio, and of course the brilliant Adele Musa and myself working on this now, because I believe wholeheartedly that one of the great confounding factors in diseases that we have in this country is poor sleep. Now, we've always focused on shift workers and cancer, and, you know, we know they're awake, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people who lay down in bed for 8 hours and wake up in the morning and feel like they slept, think they slept, but they don't feel like they slept. They still feel groggy and they don't feel well, and they develop some of these diseases like arrhythmias and cancers and so on. So something's going on in sleep that we don't know about. And there is now research that shows that even mild to moderate snoring could predispose you to some of these diseases. Just the way we found out that, okay, you know, a full-blown, unregulated diabetes does all this damage to you, like people who have 180, 200 blood sugar levels, right? But we also know that the guys who are just tipping the scale at 99 and 100, it's like water on the rock. They're developing the same disorders, just slower, okay? Well, now we know that you don't have to be gasping for air 10 times an hour like those who are diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea to see the deleterious effects of snoring. There is a silent epidemic going on in this country, okay, and maybe abroad too. And that the reason it's silent is because we're sleeping when it's happening, except when your partner nudges you and goes, hey, you're snoring, roll over. And these should be some of the first signs that you need to look into your snoring.
So what do you do?
We are going to get to the bottom of snoring on this show. I swear to you. I have vested interest in this, and the audience has vested interest in this. We are going to get to the bottom of snoring. There are a lot of components that point to ways to remedy and even reverse this snoring epidemic in this country. And a lot of lives will be lengthened if we can get snoring under control. 99% of the men
who responded.
And this is statistically significant because anything on a poll, anything above 300 is considered statistically significant, okay? So we have 1,172 men weighed in. Only 14 out of them, 1.2%, don't snore. That's startling to me.
That is
startling. I thought it was going to be 50-50, you know? When I saw this, I was like, oh my God, we need to get to the bottom of this. So anyway, okay.
Wake up.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have lots of good things to talk about, right, Elisa Profumo?
We do.
And if we don't, I'll fill the time anyway, as you can see. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay. Yeah. I gotta ask them. Because if I don't, it's popping. I don't know. It's Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
I love the German mashups. This is one of the German mashups. I like when I have Adele on the show,
uh-huh.
and they and we he have
translates.
One of these German-English mashups. Yeah, and I ask him, what are they saying? And he tells me.
Okay. Was,
welcome back to Casual Friday. Oh, Elisa is chomping at the bit on this.
Oh, my. So, did you read the Time article by Dr. Oz, the great Oz?
Yeah, the great and wonderful Oz.
What is up with him? Is he on drugs?
Well, no, he's not on drugs. Look, the guy is laughable, okay? He changes his position so often that I predict that someday he will run for some political office.
Well, in this article, he's talking about buying organic food is elitist, and then on his
and undemocratic.
And on his website, there's an article. It wasn't written by him, but it's on his website, talking about the hazards of eating
conventionally grown
foods,
right,
and what it does to your children.
This is what I've said about Oz all along. Okay. The Wizard of Oz blows in the wind. He's so confusing that, and the truth of the matter is he is wrong more often then he is right. He is doing great damage to the public, in my opinion, because there are people out there who truly try to follow him.
I have friends that say
that he's their doctor.
This is my doctor, and he says to do this, so I'm going to take this supplement and do this.
The guy,
he says one thing, the next day he totally changes his take on it.
Well, I mean, case in point, within a week, he told people that eating sugar beets was a good source of antioxidants and that sugar beets was the most genetically modified food on the planet and they shouldn't eat it. He never recanted what he said from the previous week. He didn't say, hey, remember when I told you to eat sugar beets? Don't. He just did one show saying sugar beets are good and one show saying sugar beets are bad. So which is it, Dr. Oz? And with Dr. Oz, it's both, because Dr. Oz is not really up there like a doctor. He's more like Groucho Marx on, on one of those game shows. He's trying to make people laugh. He's trying to make science fun. He's trying to make health fun. And you can't do it the way he does it. First of all, Dr. Oz, you gotta pick your side. Are you on the side of the truth for health and longevity? Or are you on the side of, hey, whatever we want to talk about today, that's going to be our agenda.
Let's get into this article that he wrote for Time Magazine a little bit.
Okay.
I just want to read one paragraph from this.
Right.
The rise of foodie culture over the past decade has venerated all things small batch, local farm, and organic, all with premium price tags. Let's be clear. You don't need to eat like the 1% to eat healthy.
Right.
After several years of research and experience, I have come to an encouraging conclusion. The American food supply is abundant, nutritionally sound, and affordable, with a few simple considerations comparable to the most elite organic diets. Save the cash. The 99% diet can be good for you.
Right. Now, if you read the rest of this article, he even contradicts himself within the article. On one hand, he says that eating organic is a waste of money, that it's nutritionally comparable to conventionally grown foods, and that it is undemocratic. So I thought, I've never really looked up the true meaning of what it is to be democratic, right? So I look up the word democratic, and it says, of relating to or supporting democracy or its principles, favoring or characterized by social equality, egalitarian. So I thought, gee, there's a word that I'm not familiar with. What's egalitarian? Egalitarian is of related to or believing in principles that all people are equal and deserve equal rights and opportunities, right? So he's saying that because there is a movement afoot to teach people about the dangers of conventionally grown fruits and produce, that is undemocratic. And I say it's exactly the opposite. If those people are going to be told the truth so that they can make logical decisions about their health and be on an even keel and equal to everybody else, they have to know the truth about conventionally grown foods.
And can you grow tomatoes in your backyard with a dollar's worth of seeds?
Right.
My brother did it this summer.
Right, right. Yeah.
And if you don't have a backyard, you can grow them in a pot.
Right. And you know what? And it's cheaper than going to the grocery store. And you can call it organic if you want, because you didn't spray any Roundup on it. Okay.
Right.
But here's the point. Dr. Oz points out in this article that, but as a doctor, I know that patients don't always have the time, energy, or budget to shop for artisan or ingredients and whip them into me. So he's categorizing organic food
as artisan. When did that happen?
And he says later in the article that this approach to food is relatively new. No, I would submit this, Dr. Oz, that Clarence Birdseye introduced frozen foods in the 50s. That is relatively new. Eating stuff that has been grown in the ground without the use of pesticides has been around for thousands of years. So you are wrong. You're exactly wrong. What you're saying is incorrect, because what you are promoting is new. And that's why everybody is so sick. And secondly, Dr. Oz, I respectfully submit that you are part of the smokescreen in this country, that it is not about nutrition. Yes, we know that pesticide-laden food has the same nutritional and vitamin, closely resembles the vitamins and nutritional factors of organic food. But you're missing the point, Dr. Oz. If you really care about people, Dr. Oz, you would understand that all of the emerging research on these pesticides shows that they have transgenerational epigenetic effects that damage human people. That you can't ignore that, Dr. Oz. You can't say it's nutritionally the same when one has poison in it and on it, Dr. Oz. How can you ignore that? Just to write an article so that Time magazine publishes it? Come on, man. I mean, I understand you gotta fill time and you gotta kiss the asses of your advertisers and make sure you don't, you know, piss people off and stuff like that. But pick a side, for crying out loud.
I'm gonna read another part of this, okay? If these things are important to you and you have the money to spend, then by all means opt for pricier organic meats. But for the most part, it's okay to skip the meat boutiques and the high-end butchers. Nutritionally, there is not much difference between, say, grass-fed beef and the feedlot variety.
And see, again, he hasn't done his research. I wonder if he even wrote this article. I'll be honest with you, okay? This article has an agenda, and I'll tell you what the agenda is.
It definitely has an agenda.
Okay, and here's the agenda. And this is the same agenda within academia, except at Washington State University, by the way. Right now, there is a concern that conventionally grown produce and fruit is going to become far less popular with the masses because they're starting to realize that pesticides are bad. This agenda is actually showing up in the classrooms of universities where they get their funding from companies like Monsanto and Syngenta. Your cousin had this same opinion. You know, Carl, you can afford to eat that way, mm-hmm. but the other people can. And I said, sure they can. My eggs that I buy are $2.50 a dozen. What are they paying for them at the store? $2.50 to $1.99 a dozen? 50 cents more for really, really good farm fresh eggs? Really? And my produce doesn't cost that much more than the produce at the grocery store that's conventionally grown. Sure, if you buy it at Whole Foods, it's more expensive. But if you buy it at the farmer's market, right from the farmer, it's not. This is the mantra. They are afraid. They're afraid that people are going to start turning their nose up, and rightfully so, on pesticide-laden produce and vegetables. And they should. And my, you know, Stephen Lay, we were talking about this morning when I was driving into the studio. He said, you know, your analogy crystallized it for me, he said. It really made it easy for me to convey this point to other people. Would you take a droplet of Roundup and drop it on your tongue every day for the next 10 years? Of course you wouldn't. It would be stupid to do that. Then why would you eat food covered with it and it's impregnated into its flesh? Why? It's the same thing. So Oz misses the boat here, and he misses the boat on grass-fed beef. Dr. Oz talks about, in this same article, the importance of omega-3 fatty acids in the diet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he ignores the fact that only grass-fed, grass-finished beef has a higher ratio of omega-3 than omega-6, or at least a 1-to-1 ratio found in salmon, as opposed to conventionally grown beef, which has a 1-to-26 omega-3 to omega-6. So he contradicts himself within the same article. Either he's got ADHD or he cares nothing about the truth.
I think that you should write a rebuttal article and say, did you write this, Dr. Oz?
Yeah. I you know what? If he wrote this, shame on him. And if he put his name on it after reading it, shame on him.
On his website, the name of the article says, Why Going Organic Matters for Your Family. And I will just read the last sentence in the conclusion of this on his website says, Every bite of food is an investment in our bodies, or a debt of some kind that we will have to pay back. Good food equals organic food equals a delicious investment.
Oh,
that's the article on his website.
He should be whipped. You're confusing people. Pick a side, Dr. Oz. If you're going to say organic is useless and doesn't, then stay with that. How can you, you know what it is? He's trying to be all things to all people. I told you a long time ago, I will never have the audience that most of these guys have out there, because I'm not willing to tell people, you know, the simple, you know, some catchphrase that is all encompassing and gives them the right to crap on themselves. I'm going to stick to the truth, and a lot of people don't want the truth.
If you had an opportunity, would you ever go on Dr. Oz?
I probably wouldn't. No, I really don't think I would. No, I wouldn't. Because I know that they would water down my message and they wouldn't play it the way I want to play
like
it.
Like they did with Gary Taubes.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I don't need Dr. Oz. I don't want his audience. Those people that listen to him will never listen to me. Because they just want to be told, you know, do what you want to do. Everything is good. You know, it's like, you know.
Take a pill and you'll be better.
His audience would never listen to this show. I wouldn't go on there. It would change me. It would change, people would look at me differently like, oh, look.
He's selling out.
You're selling out too. And I wouldn't do it. I'd rather have my small niche audience and cut a living out and operate below the radar, but at least contribute to real health, people who actually reverse their own diseases, than have those millions of people listening to me and have to change my message to satisfy them.
But the problem with society is, they don't believe it when you say you cured your own disease.
No.
Because when you say that, people look at you like you're crazy.
Right. Because they're brainwashed. It's just that simple. And that's why it's so hard to cure your own disease, because you have to get over that mindset. You have to believe you can do it first. And there is a growing number of people doing this, and there are more people that are starting to look at the etiology of disease and the relationship with food. The last sentence in this article that he wrote, if I can get to it fast enough, because I'm having a hard time finding things today.
He says
it's about nourishment, pleasure, and the profound well-being that comes from the way meals draw us together. He totally misses health here. He's thrown health out the window. Health doesn't play a role. It's about getting together with good friends and enjoying a good meal. That, to him, that's what this is all about. He talks about how ice cream is important because his dad used to take him to the ice cream parlor. In fact, that same ice cream parlor is where he thought of being a doctor. And he has ice cream. And ice cream actually is good for you, he says. It's not bad for you if you spend the extra money for the good ice cream. So in one breath, he's telling people eating organic is expensive and elitist and not democratic. And then he tells them you can eat ice cream as long as you buy the more expensive one that doesn't have – you can't buy the cheap one that you probably can only afford. You have to buy the more expensive one that's made with wholesome, you know, milk and doesn't have colors and additives and stuff like that. Again, you know what? This guy is, in my humble opinion, he's laughingstock. Anybody with a brain sees that he just, whatever he says that day, he flips on it the next day. And nobody calls him on it.
Well, it's because he's getting paid.
Yeah, no, it's because he's protected by Oprah. He lives in the shadow of a woman who really did Oprah has done more for good health and well-being in this country than Oz has.
I agree.
And she likes him. Mm-hmm. So she said, you know, I really like you, Oz, like a little puppet, right? He comes and he dances for her. Look at me, Oprah. Look at me, Oprah. And she goes, oh, I'm going to give you your own show. You're sweet. And they give him a show. And he does the stupidest things on his show. He tries to dumb down science where he, you know, takes dyes and plastic bags and then throw this. That's how a fat cell acts. No, Dr. Oz, that's not how a fat cell acts. Have respect for people and understand that they're more intelligent than that. Give them more upscale information. Force them to learn the words. Force them to learn. Don't try to dumb it down for them because you lose the message.
But so many people tried to dumb the message down.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of them. I know the ones you're talking about, too. You know, these all-encompassing catchphrases that give people the right to eat corn and soy and, you know, and all that other stuff and say, well, it's okay because that's real food. You got to make them. Unfortunately, the message is not simple. And trying to simplify it in order to attract the masses is just a way of building your business. It's not a way of building real health. You've got to force people to learn some of this stuff. In order to be a steward for your health, you're going to have to crack a book, read an article, learn some words that you've never learned before, and understand things. That's it. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. And you can't change that. So, I mean, my audience knows that. Every time I have a guest on my show, well, how technical can we get? Oh, I talk like you're talking to one of your students because we have the smartest audience in the world here. Any one of them can talk to you back about the stuff you want to talk about. And they're like, really? And then they come on the show and we have these intelligent discussions. And I get emails from people saying, acknowledging how much they got from it. And I go, see, these people understand. But that's what it takes. You have to understand. You have to have the ability to make meaning from some of these concepts. And you can't dumb it down. I'm sorry. If you could dumb it down, then teach doctors that way. Don't tell doctors a fat cell. Blow up a balloon and throw something out and say, well, this is what a fat cell does when, you know, a cytokine hits it. I mean, that's what Dr. Oz tries to do. Why don't you teach medicine that way?
Mm-hmm.
It can't be done. And you can't tell regular people that that's how it works either. So this article is a joke. And Time Magazine is a great magazine. And by having him in there really brings them down in my book. It really, really does. So we've actually gone quite a bit over.
I expected that would happen.
Well, you know what? And I am going to write a rebuttal piece because it's time that somebody calls Dr. Oz on it. He is wrong more often than right, and he is doing more damage than good out there in this day and age. And it's time for somebody to call him out on it. So we'll see what happens in the upcoming week. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm going to catch my breath. And we'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Stephen Lay just said, Dr. Oz's message comes from the minority stakeholders, the big businesses that advertise and that promote his show. And that's not democratic. And he's right. And the reality is that Dr. Oz is going to lose his audience eventually. And Stephen even thinks so. Because people are going to start getting it. They're going to go, you know, yesterday you said this and now you're saying that. Make up your mind. You can only get away with that for so long. Even the dimmest of people catch on to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he does lose his audience because I think he's hurting a lot of people.
Well, let's continue with Dr. Oz just a few more minutes.
Yeah, please.
I was at the gym and he was on while I was on the treadmill. And by the way, you know, when you had Robbie Robinson on and
yes.
we talked about the Black Prince, and he talked about how he's been changing his workouts, and he'll get on the treadmill and he'll walk for a minute and then he'll increase the incline for
the
a minute.
Ramp, right.
I've been doing it my own way. I've 5 minutes at a time.
Right.
And I increase the incline and then I decrease it not quite as much as, and then I increase it more and decrease
right.
it a little bit less. I really like doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I started doing it in the morning with my little routine with my dumbbells where I do dumbbell work and then I do cardio at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And I started doing that too, you know, as a form of interval training, just using the incline.
Right.
Increase. Yeah, that's good advice.
It is.
It's funny, you know, these are things you know, right?
Right.
But somebody says, you go, oh, yeah, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. You know, it's like it just brings it, like, to the top of your memory again.
Yeah, and then you start doing it.
Then you start doing it, right. Okay, so when I was on the treadmill, Dr. Oz was talking about things to do, like, as you age, your hair gets dry and your skin gets dry and things that you can do to help.
Not yours.
Well, no, but you know, but my friend told me, one of my friends said that the doctor told her, as you age, women, talking about women, as we age, mm-hmm. we dry up.
Yeah.
Our skin dries up, our hair dries up.
That's especially true if you're not on HRT.
And it doesn't have to happen.
Right.
But Dr. Oz was talking about, you know, we'll apply, one of the things about the hair, they said to put baking soda in your shampoo once a month to remove any residue.
Right. As a stripping aid, the way you would strip a floor of its wax before rewaxing it, in other words.
Right. Well, I don't overprocess my hair. I wash it like every 2 days or
right.
every 3 days and let the natural oils do what it's
job.
Supposed to do.
Right.
And my hair is so much healthier since I've started doing that.
Right. But again, with Dr. Oz's message, right?
Cosmetic.
It's all on the outside.
It's all on the outside. Nothing. But what we want to talk about is the beauty from the inside out. You
right.
know, it's all about what you do. It starts from the inside.
Right. Because when you're healthy and thriving, your mm-hmm. skin shows it, your hair shows it, your eyes show it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, but yeah, again, you know, but don't forget who Dr. Oz's audience is. They're looking for quick fixes to make up for decades of bad decisions. They don't want to hear it's going to take a year. No, they don't want to hear that. They're like, I have to go out and I'm going to Bunko Wednesday and I want to look good. What can I do, Dr. Oz? Well, baking soda and smear some of this on your face and then put the Spanx on and boom and walk out the door. They're all about mm-hmm. like, fix me right away. I know this is taking me 30 years to destroy my body, but give me something I can do right now. And where else do you see that same attitude? Teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it, right? College students, right?
Mm-hmm.
College student looks like crap, doesn't take
eat
care of himself.
Eat pizza, drink beer.
Then right before
party.
Spring break, mm-hmm. they want to do some drugs.
Crash
dieting, get to the gym, work out, put a couple hard weeks in. Now, granted, when you're young, that actually can work,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
mm-hmm.
they show up at the beach and they're ripped. They look great, right? And then they go home and they live that crappy lifestyle again. They fall apart until next spring break.
When I was driving to the studio this morning, there was a truck that passed me by and it had a picture of a really ripped guy, real muscular guy, and it said, "College hunks hauling junk."
Oh, so it was a hauling business. That's good. That's really good.
It was cute. But my point is it was like a really good-looking, hunky kind of muscular guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And the women are going to hire them because they're thinking that's the guy that's going to show up
uh-huh.
at their house to haul the junk. But again, these external cosmetic approaches to making your skin look better, making your hair look better. Okay, you can do that while you're taking care of yourself.
It's everything that you do, you know, yes, you can do that. And by the way, I did want to mention, speaking of creams, you know, how we've been talking about parabens and we're trying to get paraben free. I've started using Origins.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's cheaper than what I was using and it's all natural. There's no parabens in it.
Right.
And it's awesome.
Right.
It's wonderful stuff.
So for the girls out there. Now, guys can use Origins as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, you can do something to the outside. while you're doing the things that you need to do in the inside, knowing that in about a year, you can stop doing the things on the outside. Now, you said something to me the other day. You were looking at a picture of yourself from a few years ago, and you said to me, I can't believe that my hair is so much thicker and shinier now than it was back then.
Right.
And that's because you've really zeroed in on what works for you.
Yes, yes. And one of the things I've stopped doing is over-processing it. And I don't mean by color, because that's not...
Yeah, you don't use color in your hair.
No, I mean...
Very few people would realize that you don't have any gray. they would all think at your age that by now you'd have some gray.
Well, I've said this before. When my mother passed away, she was 60, and she had very little gray hair.
Yeah, just a couple hairs.
Just a couple. But anyway, I used to over-process it with heating, drying, curling, hot curler or flat iron, washing it, and just let it go for a couple, 3 days.
Yeah, and
those
and
natural
brush
oils.
It, brush it when you don't wash it, brush it a lot, it gets shiny.
Mm-hmm. But one thing I wanted to talk about was thyroid, the thyroid connection to some of the problems like split ends.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, cosmetic solution is to just cut them, which is good. But anyway, 15% of patients with thyroid disease have had split ends.
Right. And then also thinning eyebrows. A lot of women, as they age, they complain that their eyebrows get thin.
Mm-hmm.
That's not part of healthy aging.
No. No, dry hair. Dry, and that's why women get that dry hair look when they start getting older. It's because their thyroid function.
Right.
And what would you suggest to someone if they have, if they are starting to display some of these?
There are a variety of things. The first thing I would say is go have a complete thyroid panel done that looks at not only thyroid stimulating hormone, but total and free T4, total and free T3, reverse T3. And also TPO, which is one of the thyroid antibodies that shows if your thyroid is attacking itself, like in a autoimmune disorder. Now, if you have high TPO count and you're having an autoimmune disorder, you absolutely need to look at what you are eating or what you're coming in contact with that is causing your body to think that your thyroid cells are foreign and have to destroy them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's a totally different thing. But they say thyroid slows with age. I don't believe that. I think that physical activity bumps the thyroid up. And there are supplements you can use.
What about iodine?
Absolutely. Getting adequate amounts of iodine in your diet, getting adequate amounts of selenium, and adequate amounts of L-tyrosine in your diet. Those three things right there, because those are not only important for thyroid function, as with the iodine, but also for what is known as the selenoenzyme cascade that's responsible for taking T4 and converting it to T3 in tissue.
Taking a couple and eating a couple Brazil nuts a day is enough selenium for the whole day.
Bingo. Bingo.
And you can overdose on selenium really easily, too.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. You know what? I eat 4 or 5. It depends on your size.
Uh-huh.
But I don't eat them every day either. You know, sometimes being a little forgetful is a good thing, you know. You take it for 3 or 4 days, and then you forget for 3 or 4 days. But absolutely, Brazil nuts is the best source of selenium, in my opinion.
And then just an iodine pill.
Yeah, and then there are some supplements out there that seem to provide some benefits. If you're one of the things that Adele and I were talking about yesterday in an unrelated discussion is how 7-Keto-DHEA actually works. Life Extension Foundation recently started promoting 7-Keto-DHEA to reverse the natural metabolic decline that occurs as we age. And they said that 200 milligrams a day of 7-Keto-DHEA restores the metabolic rate to youthful levels. And what they're talking about here is thyroid function. And so when I was talking to Adele, he says, well, you understand how 7-Keto works. I thought that 7-Keto actually stimulated the conversion of T4 to T3 by enhancing the process, the selenoenzyme cascade, and acting that way. He said, no. He goes, 7-Keto reduces cortisol, and cortisol suppresses thyroid hormone function. So think about this for a second.
Okay.
So many people are stressed out today.
Mm-hmm.
Between the news, everybody was stressed out about who's going to win the political race. And
mm-hmm.
now we're stressed out about the
fiscal cliff.
And then you're stressed out about your job. And you're stressed
taxes.
Out about your kid. Your daughter just came home and she just had her nipples pierced. And you're like, oh my God, I live with all this stress. Well, that stress raises cortisol levels, right?
Right.
That cortisol rise suppresses thyroid function by suppressing it at the hormone level, not within the thyroid itself. So in other words, your thyroid may be producing adequate amounts of T4, but it's not being converted to T3, which is what it needs to be in order to bump your biological processes and make you burn calories and give you energy.
So the DHEA that's in the 7-keto, does it turn into...
No, that's the beauty of 7-keto. It cannot turn into estrogen or testosterone.
So if you're on supplemental hormones,
you don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about taking this.
Right, but as Adele points out, you still may hold a little water taking 7-keto. And the reason for that is because the kidneys depend on cortisol. And if you're not getting enough cortisol, if you suppress cortisol too much, the kidneys respond by embargoing. They say, hey, you know what? We're just going to hold on to as much as we can. We got to keep the cortisol in here. We're just going to stop water from getting flushed out entirely.
Well, couldn't you take it like every other day then?
No, you can take it every day, but you have to take, like, in other words, 7-keto is one of those things that if 200 milligrams works for you and you're not holding water after a couple of weeks, then don't go, well, maybe 300 is better. That'll give me a better bump. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then obviously the last resort is to actually have your doctor prescribe frank thyroid replacement using some sort of desiccated porcine thyroid like Armour thyroid, which has both T4 and T3 in the appropriate physiological doses, and take that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the last resort. That means that, you know, we've tried things and my thyroid just doesn't come back. Now, interestingly enough, just to come full circle to the whole snoring thing.
Right.
Okay. One of the things that I've discovered is that those people who snore, who make coleslaw at night while they're sleeping, those people who snore, even mild to moderately, have the possibility of having elevated cortisol levels during sleep when you shouldn't have elevated cortisol levels. Now, the anti-aging community prescribes thyroid hormone to be taken at night because they say that that's when the thyroid makes most of its hormone at night. It doesn't necessarily release it, but it makes it at night, okay? So think about this. Cortisol levels should drop in the evening and stay their lowest during sleep, rising midway to the last third of sleep right before you wake up, because that's part of waking you up. The adrenals are going, okay, let's get the machinery running, let's bump, because your body temperature drops at night under the influence of melatonin. Well, cortisol starts to rise. Cortisol starts to bring you out of sleep, brings up body temperature, takes you up and ready to get out of bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if cortisol stays higher throughout the night because you're snoring, and you're snoring, don't forget, even if you're not gasping for air, even if you're not being choked off, your body perceives snoring as a restriction to airflow. It's like having to breathe harder, like suck air harder. And this puts a stress on the body. That is, the body doesn't know, oh, I'm snoring. The body goes, something's trying to choke us. Something's trying to restrict our airflow. And this causes an increase in stress response, which increases cortisol, which decreases thyroid production.
Okay.
So people who snore may actually suppress. See, it was once thought that obstructive sleep apnea was the result of an underactive thyroid. And I'm not saying that that isn't part and parcel, but I have a funny feeling that it's a chicken and egg scenario. It may actually be that starting to snore may actually cause your thyroid to really dip really fast. And this is, I don't think that this has been discussed in science, but just discussing this with Adele and kind of connecting the dots in my own head, it's like, you know what? The snoring, for whatever reason that it occurs, may actually be causing an interruption in thyroid production that then begets worse snoring.
Okay, so I just want to go over again just some of the symptoms.
Okay.
That might say that you have a thyroid imbalance.
Okay, please.
Split ends, dry hair, facial puffiness, eyebrow thinning, pale skin, puffy eyelids, and swollen lips. Swollen lips might not be so bad.
There's a lot of women out there going, well, can I get the thyroid dysfunction without the other things and just the swollen lips? Yeah, there you go. I wonder why lack of thyroid hormone makes your lips swell. I wonder if there's a way to block thyroid hormone function in the lips themselves without disrupting it in the rest of the body to give women that bee-stung lip look like Melanie Griffith had.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, interesting.
To forego the thyroid problem and...
Yeah, your lips are, you know what else? When women are healthy and hormonally optimized, their lips are full. When women are not on hormone replacement therapy, as they age, their lips get thinner and thinner and thinner.
Mm-hmm.
They get those little creases. So you know what? Hormone replacement therapy probably plays some beneficial role in that. And we have to take a break.
Okay.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We have more to talk about. We will be right back.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Never before in the history of muscle gauge nutrition have they ever been so generous, and this is only available to the Superhuman Nation. Now get 25% off any order when you use the coupon SUPER. Save on sports performance supplements like creatine, BCAAs, Huge Impact, and their flagship product, Whey Isolate. Save 25% off weight loss products like Trim Down Advance or Gage Lean MRP. Or check out their line of multivitamins formulated for men and women. Whatever you want, Muscle Gauge has it. Go to MGNstore.com and use the coupon code SUPER today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin Vitamin Patch banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the
mic. Welcome back. Are you out of breath?
No, not really.
Elisa just joined me during the commercial body weight squats.
Box squats.
And so, yeah, because we do them on our seat.
So we're doing box squats.
Right.
Without any weight, just
now,
body weight.
What do you think? Doing that the entire commercial?
Oh, yeah. Your quads start to get a burn.
Oh, yeah. And you're puffing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Because Elisa stopped like maybe 5 or 10 seconds before I did. She says, I don't want to be out of breath when we come out of the break. And I always am.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, as you can tell, I was just doing my body weight squats.
Okay. So, do you remember last week when we talked about the cattle? And how they pick the grass that they want to...
Selective, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I guess I am a little bit out of breath.
But it's great, isn't it?
there. Carmela actually said that her cat does the same thing. Mm. So that made her curious after listening to the show, and she Googled it, and this is what she found. The juices in grass contain folic acid, a vitamin essential to a cat's well-being. Folic acid, also present in the mother cat's milk, aids the production of oxygen in the cat's bloodstream. A folic acid deficiency may lead to anemia, and a young cat's growth may be stunted if she doesn't get enough of it.
How do you like that? So the cats are searching for these things, and they could probably sense what grass has higher levels of folic acid.
Yes.
I'll bet they can.
Yes.
Just by smelling. Now, I want to point something out.
Okay.
And I'm not going to talk about Dr. Oz anymore, but I have to now. Okay, so Carmela Sierzo, right?
Uh-huh.
She's a perfect example of the kind of people who listen to this show.
Right.
Okay, so you said something on the last show. She went and looked up some information. She did some critical thinking.
She connected the dots with her cat.
My cat, right? Mm-hmm. And so she applies critical thinking. She finds answers, and she's contributing to the discussion. She just contributed to the discussion in a meaningful way that other people can use this information, right?
Uh-huh.
You won't see that in Dr. Oz's audience. Dr. Oz's audience is just going to listen to him and shake their head and go, oh yeah, I hope he picks me to come up there and kisses me on my cheek. And that's all they care about. They're not putting any effort into understanding and applying critical thinking. And so they're not contributing anything to the discussion. That's the difference right there. Carmela Sierzo.
Thank you, Carmela.
Bravo. Bravo. Okay.
Okay. Just really quickly. Dr. Professor Andrew.
Adele Moussa. Everybody knows him as Adele.
Okay.
Yeah.
From Science News posted an article that says men with erection problems are 3 times more likely to have inflamed gums.
Mm-hmm. And I know why that is.
Why?
Their wives are hitting them in the mouth. Come on, you stupid son of a...
Men in their 30s who have inflamed gums caused by severe periodontal disease were 3 times more likely to suffer from erection problems.
Yeah.
So... brush and floss your teeth and get your 6-month checkup with your hygienist.
And your winky will work better.
Erectile dysfunction is a major public health problem that affects the quality of life of some 150 million men and their partners.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But there's more to that. I mean, there's so much more, you know, the whole notion of libido and sex is so much more important than we give it credit for as an indicator of overall health. I mean, if you have erectile dysfunction, this is kind of like the discussion you had before about fixing yourself from the inside out and having beautiful skin as an end result and beautiful hair as an end result.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can address the erectile dysfunction by itself, or you could say, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut back on my high glycemic carbs. I'm going to eat more protein and healthy fat. I'm going to reduce my whole body inflammation. I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start getting good quality sleep. And guess what? Your whole body will be better, and your winky will work better too.
Well, but another part of that prescription is brushing and flossing.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I mean, cutting back on inflammation, getting your teeth cleaned, mm-hmm. you know, twice a year.
Chronic periodontitis is a group of infectious diseases caused predominantly by bacteria that most commonly occur with inflammation of the gums.
Yeah.
So it's just inflammation, just like if you have inflammation elsewhere in your body.
Right, right. So, and chances are if your gums are inflamed, there are other things in your body that are inflamed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
Do you want to talk about the GMO corn in Mexico?
Yes, this is an important discussion.
Well, they evidently have a new president, mm-hmm. and they're voting on whether or not to allow GMO corn into Mexico. They've postponed the vote until 2013.
They should postpone the vote until 2013, in my opinion.
Well.
And wait to see what has happened to all these countries that do have genetically modified corn, destroying their legacy crops. I mean, let's face it. Mexico has heritage in maize.
Yeah, 7,000 years.
Right. Could you imagine? And they're going to let genetically modified corn, and it's going to take over all of their corn crops.
Well, they're saying that they're going to allow them to plant the GMO corn in specific areas, and they're not going to do it all over. But we all know that's not going to work.
Well, because for a variety of reasons. And even if they do really sequester it, even if they say, look, We're going to have genetically modified corn only in the southmost region of the country, and there's going to be a bumper of 100 miles between that and the nearest legacy crop of corn. What's going to happen is the corn industry, the seed industry is going to infiltrate the rest of the country with corn the way they did in, where did they do that? Pakistan? Where they don't even allow genetically modified corn in, and somehow Monsanto got it in there, and they had to destroy millions of.
That was
of
India. That was India. Mm-hmm.
They're going to do the same thing. What? You know what? This is criminal. What they're doing.
Okay.
Criminal.
So here I have an article. Kenya bans importation of all genetically modified foods.
Kenya. Now this is a country that they're begging, like people like Bill Gates saying, "Oh, we got to feed the world. We got to help the Kenyans, right?" And they don't want GMO. God bless the Kenyans.
In a groundbreaking act, Public Health Minister Beth Mugo of the Kenyan government has advised that Kenya has completely banned the importation of all GMO food into the country until exhaustive tests on health effects are complete.
Good.
Well, if they get it, why doesn't our government get it?
Oh, because our government is the most corrupt government in the world. The American government is the most corrupt government in the world, and they're so good at it that you don't even it looks like they're not corrupt. We do corruption better than any place else.
Stressing that the decision was taken from genuine concern for Kenyan's health, the move by the public health minister follows a directive by the ministry for GMOs to be banned until the necessary information about their impact on health can be verified.
God bless the Kenyans. And this is a country that needs food. And they're saying, look, we need food, but we don't want GMO food.
And in this article that I read about the Mexicans, mm-hmm. They're saying that the new president probably will pass the GMO law to allow it in.
Well, he's probably getting a lot of pressure from the big agri companies, and they're waving a lot of money at him and making lots of promises. So, you know, governments are corrupt. That's it.
It is widely believed that the new government will approve the large-scale trials of GM corn that the companies are requesting.
Large-scale trials. You know what that's like? That's like saying to a girl, look, I'm going to get you pregnant, and if you decide you don't want to be pregnant, you don't have to be, right? It's like you can't bring that stuff into the country, plant it, and have it pollinating. And then say, oh, we're done. Let's get it out of here. You're not going to get it out.
It is likely, however, that GM corn will be confined to certain areas of Mexico only, with other areas designated centers of origin for corn where cultivation of GM seeds would not be permitted. But once it starts.
But no, it's even if they have a bumper. That's what I said. Even if they have a 100-mile bumper zone between the legacy crops and the GMO, we know what's going to happen. The same thing that happened in India. They're going to start smuggling GMO seeds into these other areas, infiltrating the crops, and they go, oops, we didn't know that anybody was doing that, but it's too late now.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is craziness. This is crazy, especially after that study that was done. And was it France or Germany? France that did that study with the rats, with the big tumors?
Mice. It was France.
I mean, please. Okay, maybe there were problems with that study, but let's further the discussion before we feed it to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Terrible. What else, Elisa?
I think that's it.
Let me see.
Do you have something?
No.
You look like Popeye. Carl is like got one eye open and one eye closed.
I only have one contact lens on.
How come?
Because it was bothering my eye, so I took it out. So now when I have to look at something up close, I have to get really, really, really close, like a jeweler would look at your wristwatch when he's changing the battery. look at that. I got to put my eye right up against it. But anyway, okay, so we have nothing else to talk about. We had a great week of shows, did we not?
Yes, we did.
And again, thank you to Ginny Robards for all the hard work that she does.
Yes, thanks, Ginny. And thank you to Stephen.
And Stephen Lay, because Stephen does everything. He's actually working on building our iPhone app. He's handling sales and marketing. He has become he rallies me when I'm down and he doesn't take my calls when I'm aggravated. So yes, we are very, very thankful, for both Stephen Lay and, Ginny Robards. And I am more thankful than anything else for you.
Oh, thank you. Because, and I'm thankful for you as well.
Well, but really you contribute a lot to what goes on here behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep a lot of things on track and you're juggling a lot of things. People don't even have a clue about what's coming out next year as far as the Superhuman get-togethers and some exciting things that we have in store that you have been facilitating completely yourself. And mm-hmm. so all that will come to fruition next year. And next year is not far away, is it?
No, just a few weeks.
Yeah. So anyway, but thank you to the audience also, because we wouldn't have a show without you. It would just be Elisa and I talking to each other. We have great shows planned for next week.
Stay tuned.
See you then.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.